Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, offering a cool breeze. Tel Aviv is experiencing a mild evening, perfect for a late-night stroll. Meanwhile, in Haifa, the temperatures are slightly cooler, but still pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Israel killed a senior Hamas terrorist behind a series of deadly West Bank attacks in the 2000s. This operation took place earlier today in the central Gaza Strip. Also, Ynet reports that the IDF destroyed Hezbollah tunnels at Ali Taher Ridge. Israel has issued a warning to Iran against any intervention. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, the terrorist responsible for killing MK Limor son Harmelech's husband has been eliminated in Gaza. Separately, Mariv shares that the IDF has destroyed Hezbollah's headquarters on Tahrir Ridge. This network was built over two decades with Iranian aid. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, award-winning filmmaker Hayley Geffen's new documentary captures moments of hope during a crisis on October 7th. Here's what people are saying online. Rachel Moisel shared earlier today about a Cork family affected by 9/11. The tragic event left deep scars on survivors. Alex Plitzis highlighted that Anthropic detected malicious actors from China, Russia, and Iran using AI for harmful purposes, according to Politico. Marnie posted that new Iranian ballistic missile sites have been found underground. This raises concerns about Tehran's renewed missile production efforts. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the operation in Gaza. The Jerusalem Post reports that the joint action by ISA, IDF, and Israel police resulted in the death of a senior Hamas operative. This individual was linked to numerous deadly attacks in the 2000s. This strike underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist networks threatening its security. Turning to developments with Hezbollah, according to Ynet, the IDF's destruction of tunnels in Ali Taher Ridge marks a significant blow to Hezbollah's infrastructure. Prime Minister Netanyahu has stated that Israel is actively addressing these threats. The warning to Iran highlights the broader regional tension as Israel seeks to prevent escalation. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Farah Hamad, linked to past attacks, was targeted in an airstrike. His elimination is part of Israel's broader strategy to neutralize threats from Hamas's West Bank operations. This action aims to deter future attacks and maintain stability. The destruction of Hezbollah's network, as reported by Mariv, further emphasizes Israel's strategic offensive. This network, linked to Iranian influence, was a critical part of Hezbollah's military capabilities. Its collapse could significantly weaken Hezbollah's operational capacity, impacting its regional influence. Finally, Hayley Geffen's documentary, covered by the Australian Jewish News, offers a profound look into human resilience. It highlights how strangers found hope and solidarity during a time of crisis. This film could foster greater understanding and empathy among audiences. On the economic front, first, Kotech reports that Island, a cybersecurity company, is targeting a $10 billion valuation. Co-founder Dan Amiga says the company is growing rapidly with significant revenue milestones. Separately, Mariv Business notes a surge in activity at Osher Ads Rishon Lezion branch as shoppers prepare for Rosh Hashanah. The supermarket chain ranks second in price competitiveness, drawing large crowds. And finally, Ynet Business discusses potential impacts of settlement sanctions on Israeli industries. While direct trade effects may be limited, there's concern that broader export markets could feel the chill. Yeah, it's ours. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.